inner hall of life.
Jingle balls, cock.
Clits and scrotums and shafts and anuses. That's the jingle balls. That's the jingle tits. That's the jingle cock rock. Yeah.
Merry holiday.
Happy everything.
Hanukkah.
Happy Kwanzaa, happy time off of work,
Ramadan,
if you have it. Solstice.
Right. This is our special edition holiday episode of Inner
Ho Uprising.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show if you're new. Welcome back if you're a
part of a whole army.
If you're new, welcome. If you're returning, welcome back.
Wait, I'm pretty sure that I said something similar.
You said, if you're new, welcome back.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, I'll replay the clip.
So, if you haven't already left because it was pure nonsense, this is a podcast about sex, love, and dating.
From the perspective of two polyamorous, Woo! Black...
Sexy
as fuck.
20-year-olds. 20-ish-year-olds.
20-somethings.
Mid-20s.
Polyamorous.
Living in New York City.
Getting sex.
Yeah.
From folks.
Trying.
Yeah.
Trying.
Having a great time.
Having
a rough time.
having an experience.
Time. Yeah, experiencing life.
Yeah.
Queer, black, feminist, all that good stuff.
Yeah.
So it'll be smart and it'll be stupid.
Exactly. It'll be raunchy and it'll be... inclusive.
Yeah. You listen to us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Stitcher. Preferably, if you listen to us on iTunes, you should give us a rating, a 5-star rating. Yes. Hopefully, leave us a review, subscribe, download our episodes. We're trying to make it through the iTunes.
to the iTunes. New and noteworthy.
So this episode will be a special holiday episode. We're only going to do our segment called Fuck It. And Fuck It is basically where we talk about our topic of the day. And today's topic of the day is sex ed.
Sex ed!
It's us giving you a little 101 on how to fuck.
Yeah.
For the holiday season, you know? Do you want to just talk about our personal experiences with sex ed first?
Yeah.
Okay, I think that's a fun way to open it up.
So, how did I learn about sex? Well, my parents never told me a goddamn thing.
Anything ever.
Except I said I had a crush on this boy named Chad. He knows it.
Was his name really Chad?
Yeah, don't cut it out. He knows who he is.
We love you, Chad.
Yeah, we do. I hope you filmed as well.
Shout out to my boy,
it's called Nomad. Watch it. Donate
really?
To him.
He has
yeah,
a film?
On Kickstarter.
Yeah, I gotta look him up.
He's a cool guy. I told my mom that I had a crush on a boy named Chad, mm-hmm. and she was like, "A lot of girls come into the ER and they're pregnant and they're young." So it was like an immediate.
Why are they coming into the ER?
I don't know. It may not have been the ER. It was probably the
Your
hospital.
Your mom was lying.
She probably just said the hospital.
Okay.
But so it was immediately like. Basically, don't get pregnant.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what it was. It wasn't, if you're going to have sex, have safe sex. It was, don't do it.
Bitch, by any means, you better not come in this house with no baby.
Kind of.
Your Jamaican mother.
Basically.
Just like,
and that was it. That's why it's so weird now, because, like, I'm having weird vagina problems, and she was like, what kind of birth control do you use? Mother.
Wow.
Mother, what changed?
What happened to don't have sex?
Because I moved in with my boyfriend.
What about your dad?
Exactly. Never have I talked about sex ever with my dad.
Tell that one story where you were in the car.
Oh, I have two stories. Okay. So I think this is the one. So I was with my dad, and I forget what song it's like. I want to lick you from your head to your toes. It was very quiet. So both, it was just me and my dad. And then I was looking around, and then I spotted a sign. It was like, discount sales, and at the same time me and my dad were like, discount sales, just reading the sign.
Gotta pretend nothing's happening.
We were both so uncomfortable.
Just change the radio station.
I didn't want to change it because then I had to, that was the thing, I didn't want to change it because I had to acknowledge that I was uncomfortable because this was sexual material playing in the car with my father.
That's true. We both felt the
same thing.
That's when you do that fake fall asleep and you're just like,
oh, I'm asleep now, Dad. That was
How long was I out for, Dad?
The
span of a song. The span of a ludicrous song.
Convenient.
How convenient.
And then the second time I walked downstairs, my dad was watching this movie.
And, oh, there's another.
He wasn't watching porn.
Luda.
It wasn't porn, but it was like, it was definitely an action movie okay. where a woman were like was fingering herself. Like, it just happened. Whoa. And my dad was like, well, do you know what is happening? Yep, I'm gonna go upstairs. Bye. I left. And then another time, because I was watching this movie about gypsies that had Johnny Depp in it, and I was like, oh, Dad, Johnny Depp, we like him because it's from Pirates of the Caribbean. We love this film. Me and my dad love this film.
Yeah.
And like, Johnny Depp just like fucks someone on a couch in the middle of a forest, and horses ride around it. And he makes his face when he comes, and it's like, he makes a sound. You can't see my face. It's like, oh. I'm watching this movie with my dad. I'm like, wait, I didn't know that was going to happen.
So no one's acknowledging the fact that sex exists.
No, really. It's like, I'm going to.
But if it does exist, just don't get pregnant.
Yeah, that's basically that how it was.
Gotcha. What about school?
School, you know, health class was the class where you did your other homework in.
Dead ass.
Yeah, it was like health is the easy class. You do whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I remember it was bio where I saw like a baby.
We
like,
all watched, saw it.
Right,
we
that
all
was
saw
bio.
It. What was that called? The Miracle of Life.
Yes,
or some
that's
shit?
Exactly what it was.
Oh my god!
And I remember my reaction. I was the whole class is like for the week it was like we're watching the baby.
Yeah.
This week, and then like as like the like eight periods in a day, and like you know every class and like every like first period people came out and they were like. Yo, man, that video's gonna be rough. And it was like,
changed
the whole
my
day.
Life.
Yeah, everybody was slowly
so when it
aware.
Happened, what did your teacher do?
I think it was just laughter because
was
everyone
over.
Was like, ah! All right, so
my fucking living environment teacher, because I guess that's what we call ghetto ass biology in New York City schools. He kept
exactly, Lucas, you know.
He kept replaying it over and over again, like when the baby exits the vagina, and he would like hit the TV screen as if it was like an old buddy. He was like, ah, you saw that? Yeah, yeah. What the fuck was he doing that?
What's just that
Mr. Kleinman?
Maybe so he was odd. Like, don't be a fucking slut, you see this?
No,
you
I think he just this? Enjoyed it.
Oh, no.
It was funny to him. It was weird, I don't know.
The miracle of life.
Yeah. A birth and shit. Am I right? What about airplane food? Fuck. It's not funny. We literally all went through it. Unless he had a C-section.
Yeah, very true. That was my health experience.
Okay.
But I do remember, like, I left, even going into college, not understand. I remember not understanding, like, you know, like, well, how do gay people have sex?
Really?
Yeah. Wow. No, definitely.
Can I recount my childhood before we get into college?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, let's catch up.
I guess it begins in sixth grade. We just didn't have health. Did you have health in your middle school?
Oof. Middle school. Stimson. You're gonna have to cut that out. Or not.
Yeah, I don't. These people, they're probably all dead.
No. All our listeners.
All right. No, I was talking
yes,
about the
we
teachers.
Did. We did.
Okay, so I had health in middle school. We just didn't talk about that shit in health class. It was like heart disease and skin cancer and things like things that kids don't really need to know yet. But that's what we talked about in my health class. But then in like bio, I don't know why Ms. Batchelor really cared about periods that much. But she was just like, the menses and the menarche and things like that. It's just like, bitch, why is your accent British when you're from here? Like, none of it made any sense. And, like, I was, like, a really good student, so I was bored at what she was saying, so I knew that there was something fucked up. And then,
strange.
Like, why don't I care? And then, like, when parent-teacher conference came around, she was just, like, telling everyone's parents that she was concerned because the girls, they don't know about the periods. They don't know about menstruation. And my mom, who's, like, never given a fuck about my schooling ever because I've always been good, was just like, Ms. Batchelor says you don't care about your periods, Sam. What's going on, Sam? And I was like, I don't know what the fuck she's talking about.
Because no one cares as much as she does.
The menarche. I don't even know what that means now. I think it's when your period starts. I don't give a fuck.
No,
it's called when your period starts.
It's the beginning.
She was being so scientific about it because it was a science class.
Yeah.
But I didn't care. And then, like, on the flip side, oh god, my school was so ghetto. We just had a school, a class called career development or something like that. No, it was just a class.
Did
it was
you
just
learn
a class.
How to write a resume?
No.
So then, what the fuck is
it
the point of education?
It was just this teacher just talking talking shit about everybody in the school. She was just like, she was like randomly spilling tea about everyone. She would just be like, oh, you know, Regina Thomas giving head and brains in the hallways to all these boys.
What?
Make sure you don't give head and brains to all these boys. I'd just be like, what the fuck?
What is this like, about?
I don't know what the point was, and I don't know what the conclusion was either. But it was like, oh, head and brains is a thing. That's the thing that's happening in this school, but I didn't know anything of that.
Wow.
And then, like, when I was in seventh grade, my period started. My period started, you know when your period's, like, brown?
Yeah.
Okay, my period started like that, and I was like, man, I'm taking really weird shit.
Oh, no.
So I just didn't know it was my period for the first month, because I thought I was shit.
Oh, no.
I was just shitting
Wasn't
myself.
There oh, okay.
And then my mom came to me with, like, my laundry, and she was like, what's going on, Sam? And I was like, eh. I had a doo-doo problem. And she's like, are you sure? Because, you know, your period starts out like that. And it's like, but how the fuck would I know, Mom?
You wouldn't.
Like, I love my mom, but how would I have known that? So I was just like, I don't know. I guess it was just my period. And then afterwards, like, the red came, and it was, like, for real that time. So I went to her, and she was just like, here's what you do. Like, it was, like, very, it was very, like, she was, like, a fucking army sergeant or something like that. Like, she bought out, like, the tampons and the pads or whatever, but she just gave me the pads because who the fuck is using tampons their first go around?
Yeah.
And she was like, no one in this house should ever know you have your period. And I don't know why she said that, but she was just like, make sure you, like, wrap it up or whatever and keep all your stuff covered and throw it in a plastic bag and that's it. Like, it should just be all very discreet or whatever. And then afterwards, she was like, and then, also, you can get pregnant now, so be careful. And I was just like, what the fuck am I doing to get pregnant? Boys don't even like me. I don't even talk to anybody.
I don't talk to boys, so I'm
exactly.
bleeding from my vagina.
And then she threw the pads at me. Like, I'm sure in my childhood mind I've exaggerated, but it just felt like a bullet coming at my soul. Like,
Because you didn't. So, I feel like periods are, like, a little traumatic.
Yeah, because you're just scared, and it hurts, and you don't know what the fuck is going on.
I think...
And you can get pregnant now, Sam.
I had two, so my cousins, right? Like, be careful.
How?
Of what? Of what?
The dick monsters. Let me talk about my dad now.
Yeah.
It was just, like, only one story where, okay, I developed. I discovered porn at a very young age, so mm-hmm. I just knew what sex was or whatever.
I knew.
But I just didn't understand the science of it. Like, I didn't understand how semen impregnated the egg. I still don't understand clearly.
Yeah.
But I just didn't understand, like, how things developed from, like, two people's cells or whatever. So I was just like, Daddy, if a mother has a brain and a father has a brain, how do they come together to create a new baby brain? And he was just like, those are things you can't understand. Those are things you can't understand yet, Sam. You're not old enough to get that. Maybe at a different time you'll ask me. Never asked him. I just had biology.
Now you know.
And that was it, yeah. My dad didn't really help out much.
I make another brain.
I just wanted to know. The logistics of it.
Right? Like, how does that happen?
Yeah. I still don't know.
Yeah, so it seems like our parents dropped the ball a little bit. But I don't...
That's okay, though.
It's difficult.
So what did you do? Did you just go through, like, middle school and high school? Okay, so what about when you went to high school?
High school, you know, tampons. No, not even. I used pads my entire high school career.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had a crush. In college is when I used a tampon.
Mm-hmm.
I had a crush on this guy, and he invited me to go do yoga. And I was like, I can't do yoga with a pad on.
At least you knew.
It was yoga on St. Mark's, and I was like, oof, can't. It's not going to happen.
I got to learn.
So I was like, now is the time I put a tampon in. It's all for love.
Shout out to that boy.
He's going to be fucking famous.
So through high school, no sex ed class, nothing?
There
friends talking?
There was... That was, like, the baby-making video.
Okay, yeah.
There was,
That's all it was, I think.
But, you know, in middle school, we did have, like a peer mentor thing. Like, a bunch of teens came in. And teens? How old was I? I was young.
Yeah.
And, like, did a whole thing where they took out a condom. And they did show us how to put a condom.
Wow.
But, like, there was a condom on an arm. So I remember it very clearly.
That shit did not happen.
So that did happen sometime in middle school. It's like a
Shanika
crazy
went to
flashback.
Middle school on Long Island, guys.
Yeah.
This is near... Like, Lucas, did you see a condom being put on a banana? I saw that shit in Degrassi. That's where I saw it. And by that time, I was watching all the porn.
Right? Right? There are
not
no condoms.
Banana, but,
You... What school did you go to?
I went to New York City Lab School. So what happened was...
It's New York City Lab School.
Not so it wasn't
I'm
banana.
So smart.
No. If I remember this correctly, it was like my teacher had the banana and the condom. She had them ready to go. She basically just explained like that it goes on the...
And she didn't even do it. She was too uncomfortable.
I don't even know what happened.
Just didn't make it.
It's like that part of memory is just like blank.
Oh, gotcha. You might have blocked it out. Yeah.
Too dramatic.
I just blocked out.
Miss Jefferson, no.
I can't see you like that.
It was a weird day.
We never got that ever. In health class, it was just like, I think we learned about like STDs and stuff, but not like anything about like the fun parts of sex.
Definitely STDs in high school.
And then I barely remember that because I was in the back of the class with my homies, like, STDs, chlamydia. Like, as if chlamydia is a joke. But it is when you're in high school and you're stupid.
Yeah, exactly. Gonorrhea. That sounds so funny. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, and health class was like, you chill, you do your homework. Yeah.
And then you get information from your homies, and it's just like,
because tests are mad easy.
You're coming when you're wet, and just other stupid misconceptions like that. No, you're not
coming right now. That's just your vagina.
I'm currently wet and I'm not coming. Yeah,
I'm not aroused right now.
Stupid things like that, or like people being like, "I don't masturbate." Yeah, me neither. That's gay, man. Oh, if girls masturbate, it's stupid. They can just get some dick. And then like when people were having those conversations, I'd just be like, "Oh shit." I masturbate all the time,
right?
But I can't tell anyone.
Oh man! And even like masturbation shame, like not quite understanding like what masturbation was.
Yeah, or like, am I bad for doing this?
Right, and I stuck some strange things up there, just trying it out. I was like,
there's a lot of pens,
makeup brushes.
Oh shit! I didn't have makeup.
I remember like I was definitely on like Cosmo at a young age, trying to be like
I had like brush handles.
Yeah,
brush handles.
Oh boy!
So you're on Cosmo. What other websites?
It would really just be Googling.
Okay.
How to masturbate?
How does one masturbate?
Really, it really was that simple.
Okay. I was often on girl.com. I think it still exists. G-U-R-L. I don't know who funds it. Yeah, I don't know who funds it, but it's a great site. It's like, there's a whole bunch of resources or whatever, like articles that are like not sex shamey and very sex positive and stuff like that. And like honest about the realities of sex. Like you're going to have sex. You're going to masturbate. You're going to be into same sex love and things like that. And then there were just message boards with girls your age, like, well, I did that, and this turns me on, and things like that. So it was a really good place.
That's awesome. It's so important.
And then I would masturbate on there. Other people's sex
stories.
You know
what? I would read fan fiction and get wet.
Yeah, totally, totally.
And get wet and then masturbate. It's like Itachi Sakura. I was like, whoo! This is a lot! So I was reading M-rated shit.
Yeah.
Fucking like... 21-year-old writing me porn.
You probably still jerk off to that shit.
And some of the language was like, good. His member was hard in her mouth. Like, oh boy. And even anime, manga, manga, Adult Swim, like, all Adult Swim,
man.
Definitely.
Did you ever watch BET Uncut?
No.
Oh, man. There's just, like, very nasty, raunchy videos. Mm. And it was always great. Like, just strip club videos with just, like, bitches with no titties out. It was great. And there was this one song. I ain't got no panties on. I ain't got no panties on. I ain't got no panties on. On the dance floor. So good. You never have any panties on the dance floor. And then in high school, I started to fuck.
Good. Oh, you had sex in high school?
Yeah, I started.
How old were you?
16. Oh. I mean... The first person I ever had sex with was Akeem. And it was just like, so we started dating before I turned 17, but we met when I was 16 and he was 19. And it was just like, let's slightly put this penis in your vagina, but not all the way. So it was
So it's not really rape.
That's not even why. Oh. I think 3 years older is fine in New York City, but just because like I wasn't ready or whatever. And then after I turned,
just the tip.
It was literally just the tip, yeah. And then after I turned 17 is when it was like
the whole dick.
Your whole dick is going in me. So I was fucking in high school.
that face is amazing. I was fucking in high school.
When I was a senior.
Oh man, I was not fucking in high school. I was very
lame. Loser.
I was very Christian. There was one summer where I went to church 4 times a week.
Wow.
I was the only person.
I don't think I've ever been to church 4 times.
I was reading like C.S. Lewis by myself. I was reading like Christian philosophers.
Wow.
Because I was really trying to get
masturbating. How did you reconcile with that?
I was very guilty after I masturbated. Yeah, it took me a long time to kind of not feel guilty about masturbating. And, like, once on, like, a trip to, like, a work camp. Mm-hmm. And that sounds very strange. So my church...
Were you in the Holocaust? Right?
So my church, we did this thing where we'd go, it was like called Group Works, and we'd,
we would build
go to an underserved area, and we would actually do construction on homes. So like, I've helped make a wheelchair ramp, I've helped like repaint things, just so like, it was for people who didn't have a lot of money, but like, and we wanted to make them, like, make their homes presentable, because it, you know, makes people feel better, and it's a free service.
Yeah, it's good.
But so we went to one place, and we were at this church. Some wild shenanigans was going down at this church, but it was like in DC, and we found a book about masturbation in this church, and it was 2 a.m. We were like in the church, like, it was like a library, and then like the pastor and his wife came, and they were like, you can't be doing this.
Oh my God. Think it was most... Why was that book in the church?
I don't know, but I really love that it was, because I know there are
somebody planted it.
I think there were a lot of churches who are... Sex positive.
Yeah.
They're totally sex positive church. And we were in one. And I think, I feel like their anger was more because it was 3 o'clock and they had to, they had to be like,
why are these
were your parents on this trip?
Yeah.
What was the point of this?
We were just
talking
about.
That's why I didn't have sex in high school.
Yeah.
Because I was very,
were your friends fucking in high school?
No. So I had a Christian friend and Muslim friend. That was also like my religious crisis days where I was crying in orchestra like, does God exist? I think that's why I was.
Nope.
I was very like, right?
If you believe. If not, whatever.
And then I had another friend who was very atheist, but she was, I think she's also asexual. So I had,
that's
my squad.
Interesting group.
My squad was so
squad
dope.
Goals.
We were fucking great. And we were like the poetry masters of our school. But so I was having no sex because none of my friends were having sex. They're very like sexy.
Yeah.
And the girls that were having sex, it seemed like they were having like a lot of problems. And I like converted two girls to Christianity as well.
Whoa, what the fuck?
I did.
You were a missionary?
I didn't mean it. I wasn't trying. They were like, Shane, why are you so great? Well, the Lord Jesus.
Christ.
So I wasn't having, and I think
down his blessings.
Exactly.
Upon me.
I think that's why my parents weren't concerned, because I was so active. I was going...
like, this bitch is not fucking...
I was going to two churches. I was going to plan a revival at my other church.
Wow, you were in it, man.
I had, like, documents
opened.
I
have a podcast called Inner Hope Uprising.
That's why...
How does it feel?
It's so strange. We could, like, have, a, like, a section about, like, what this podcast is... Religion, yeah, religiosity and sex, but also just, like, what this podcast has done for me and, like, what it's making me confront.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of cool.
Yeah.
So my parents had no reason to be concerned.
Gotcha.
But little do they know, masturbated frequently...
all the time.
Was like, she really likes Naruto. I really like
Naruto.
Like, I really like to read She's about hot. Characters fucking.
Like his nine tails, yeah.
All nine of those tails.
Exactly. Alright, so when I started fucking, I asked the same question. I don't know. I mean, like, I had already masturbated or whatever and came a lot, so I wasn't, like, confused about what coming was and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It was just like, this is how it happens. I guess I was, like, sort of doctored into... You should shave your pussy at all times.
Because
one of the first times I got head from Akeem, he was just like, yeah, baby, could you just shave it next time?
Oh,
and I was just like, oh, shit. I just have to shave it for the rest of my life. And then from there, I would shave, like, because I'm a lazy-ass bitch, I would shave right before we fucked or whatever, like, right before we met up, and I kept getting UTIs and stuff like that. And I was just like, don't shave before you have sex. And then... having like 3 UTIs within like 3 months, it was just like, well, how do I stop having UTIs? And that's when I learned like pee before and after sex and stuff like that.
You were the person who taught me
that.
You taught me that, and now I have not had a UTI since you told me that.
Hopefully we can save some other lives out here.
Right?
Pee before and after sex.
Pee before
and also
after.
Like wipe after sex and
stuff
like that.
Or take a quick shower.
Yeah.
Get some water on
together.
It.
Yeah. Aside from that, I don't know. I think everything sex ed was kind of just, like, already there.
Ah, I see.
Everything I need to know. What about you?
I started having sex. John is my boyfriend, John, if I've never said that ever. I feel like I haven't.
Said it several times.
Have I?
Oops. In every episode.
Oh, no. I love John.
I love John.
He's the first person I had sex with.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, like, the first time we had sex 4 times that day.
Wow.
Because I was like, this is great. Like, because we went to a...
I love this!
We went to, like, a party in Brooklyn and, like, had to go buy condoms twice.
Woo!
And the guy behind the counter was, like, giving, like, this funny look, like, ho, ho, ho.
Getting it in.
Yeah. And I was like, this is so embarrassing. I can't do this. And, like, trying to have sex in the street.
Wow, the
didn't
first
work
time?
Out. On like the first night. The first time was in bed. Was okay. in our bed.
Okay.
And it was kind of difficult because I was having like a bunch of like either yeast infections or BV.
At that time.
So like sex was delayed. And the first time it happened where I was like, oh, you're hard. You know what? My vagina does not hurt. Let's do it. And it happened. I was like, woo! And it wasn't like, yes, I'm having sex for the first time. It was like, yes, it worked. Because, you know, we were like, I need to go. Man, yeah. And I feel like one of the, like...
Were you guys, like, prepping?
Getting
the fingers up in there, stretching it
fingers
out.
Have been in there, yeah. They had
many
been
a finger has been in my vagina.
It was funny, because one of the first times, it was so interesting, because I remember, like, one of the first times that any sexual favor at all was, like, the first... John went down on me. It was, like, the first thing that has ever happened.
Whoa!
And we were just making out, and he was like... Can I go down on you? And then in my mind, I'm like, I had a feeling this would happen tonight.
I sensed it in the air.
I suspected this would occur.
Yes, yes.
And I was like, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great. That's good.
That so,
great.
And that was 19. I was 19 when I had sex.
Okay.
For the first time.
A loser. No.
Plan, bitch. No.
Whenever you want to have sex, it's fine.
Yeah. And so that was the first time I had sex.
Gotcha. Yeah, and then, I guess in college my encounter with, like, learning about sex was just, like, human sexuality, the class that I took.
Ah.
Yeah, and it was just, like, and then also, what did I take? Something about feminism in media and stuff like that.
Okay.
And it was just, like, well, it was just, like, a queering of things that I didn't really think about, like, because I don't consider myself as, like, gay or anything like that. It was just, like... gay sex and gay porn and trans people and how they can have sex and things like that and like intersex people and stuff like that, which I think should totally be incorporated in sex ed when we're in elementary school, but definitely like middle school, because like these people exist. They don't discover that
totally.
They're like intersex or trans or gay or bi or queer or pan or whatever when they're fucking in college.
Absolutely.
A lot of people can't even go to college, so.
Yeah, that's a part of, what is it, comprehensive sex education. There's
yes.
like a whole, versus abstinence only, it's like a whole like.
Abstinence only.
Who
the fuck is adhering to that?
Very few people. There is no abstinence program in the United States that has been proven to prevent premature pregnancy or like give people. It's like premature pregnancy, like delay the onset of sex for the first time, and like the STD infections.
Mm-hmm.
No abstinence only program in America has ever been proven effective.
How could it? You're not teaching anyone else anything.
You don't teach people.
You're just saying don't have sex, and guess
don't
what?
Don't have sex.
Have
sex.
Sex,
and you have marriage. People are gonna have sex no matter what because it's perfectly fine and natural and
exactly.
normal.
Exactly, it's a thing.
Yeah. Fuck. What did you say that? That started.
I was talking
that?
About how
college
made.
Yeah, I took
queer.
No. I took Feminism 101. That is the only gender studies class I've ever taken, ever, in my life.
Yeah, that's fine.
And I didn't learn anything about, like, sex. I mean, I learned about the idea of heteronormativity.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess learning about sexual identity.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Yeah, the most useful thing I learned was that you can be... What was it? It's like you can be... It's the idea that you can be trans, if you're a trans person. So let's say, trans woman, and... into a guy, and therefore you're a straight person because you are a woman who likes a guy. It was like the idea that understanding that okay,
sexuality
and gender were not the same thing, and I was like,
yeah,
I was like, shit. And
yeah.
then ever since then, I was like, oh, a lot of things make
There's
sense.
There's a lot of gray areas here.
Yeah,
and that's fine. Yeah,
but so even that simple one gender studies class, like so that's the only thing I've taken, and we've had a 4-year-old production company doing a sex podcast. All
feminism.
I needed was some of the language to begin to,
yeah, and
look
then you
some
can,
shit
like,
up,
delve
and,
on your own,
yeah,
Google,
totally,
yeah,
Google is kind of hard because like it's not always
you never
accurate.
Know what you're gonna get, yeah.
There's some it's like what is it, sex ed? A lot of. LGBTQ teens because they're not included in a lot of textbooks end up going to are 5 times more likely to go to the internet to get their sexual knowledge and the internet's a fucked up place.
Yeah,
it's not always accurate.
It's just like the world basically, like
yeah.
you can get something good or you can get something bad, you
and
don't know.
Yeah, and how do you know, like how do you decipher what is good information, what is bad information?
Yeah,
no, we can barely do that with our news. Fox News exists. It's tragic.
It's the number one news.
It is. It is.
Network in the world or in America.
I wish I had known about, like, I guess my doc, you know, like my doctor, my pediatrician, it was always like, you know, change out of bathing suits.
Yeah.
You know, don't have moisture. But it's like, I just was getting a string of yeast infections and not necessarily knowing why.
Mm-hmm.
And knowing that you could have that, it's just a hormonal thing before your period. Like, that is a thing that is common in many women suffer from recurrent vulvovaginosis, as they call it.
Sounds fun.
Oh, best years of my life. Best 2 years of my life.
Yeah.
But, like, I wish I'd known that was a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Wish I'd known that you can just, like, not use soap on your vulva and everything is fine. I've been doing that for, like, the past month.
Yeah.
And I'm, like, my life has been significantly better.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I'd just know that sooner.
Yeah.
Like, I have a great gynecologist. Like, and a new one. And she's been, like, fucking crushing the game, you know? I guess that's also very useful. I don't know why. I feel like the age for to see a gynecologist either when you first have sex or when you're 21. I think it's, like, whatever age you're supposed to have your first pap smear, which might be 21, is when you...
21 sounds correct.
But I feel like...
But it should be when you first start having sex.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I just feel like it's important to know and be, like, be aware of your anatomy and just know that, like...
But then some people are just, like, ashamed of having sex where they don't want, like... Like, you're on your parents' healthcare until you're, like, 26, so it's like...
Yeah.
Why the fuck are you going to the gynecologist?
It's like, well...
It's not fucking, man. Sorry.
Either you're fucking or you have an organ that has, like, a specific right, exactly. doctor and can have problems.
Yeah.
Vagina has... You'll read this in every single vagina website. There's good bacteria and bad bacteria, and when it gets out of whack...
Yeah.
Things get crazy, and you can get infections.
Yeah.
So, like, you know... Like sex ed isn't just... I feel like people just see it as like, oh, you're teaching my kid how to fuck. It's also...
No, but they don't do that at all. And, like, even with, like, the shifting tide of, like, being just more be careful about how you fuck, I wish they would kind of teach people how to fuck a little
because
bit.
Because not everybody's getting that info.
Guys don't know how to give head.
It's
what I've experienced in my time
but
being
But, you know,
a hoe.
I think it's also important...
I mean, don't teach that, as Lucas said.
That's why...
I really wish they did, because there have been, like...
Comprehensive sex education should, in theory, teach you to be, what is it?
Like, isn't pleasure, like,
open,
a main part
an
of sex?
Open communicator, yeah. Like, that's,
at
like...
At the very least, an open communicator. So if I tell you to slow down...
And you don't slow
stop
down...
Stop fucking, like, bullet-tonguing my pussy. Oh, my God. It's just been really rough out there.
It's just like, okay, thanks, stop. No.
Let me just ride your dick
You know
now.
What? It was my... Honestly, let me take over.
It's been bad.
My friends taught me how to give a blowjob.
That's nice.
They drew pictures. They were like, you can
massage. Wow.
Yeah. And then, like, college was really fun because I was, like, living with all my friends and, like, had my, like, the freshman orgy that we have that happened. And it was
you
very.
Want me to cut that?
No, you don't have to.
Okay.
Because when you're part of the orgy, no
Explain
one's going to know.
Explain the freshman orgy.
So it was my birthday. And.
A lot of interesting things.
I was in my dorm room.
His birthday.
Yeah, it was crazy. I was in my dorm. I guess I haven't changed in a lot of ways. I was in my dorm room. And my friends came in, and there was cake. I was also trying to do homework while drinking wine. I was like, I
very
can do this. The poets have done this. They've been drunk and high and have written great masterpieces, so I can
so
do
true,
this.
So true, though. It's so true.
Right? So what the fuck is wrong with me that I can't do this?
You're not as skilled.
I'm not a... Because they don't get drunk. They drink a lot, but they're, like, not crazy drunk. Like, they just have higher dollars.
They're saucy.
Friend came in, made me a flourless chocolate cake.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't even drink, and so she left early. And we're, like, drinking in my room. It's like, ah, oh, the alcohol's gone. And at the dorms, there are just parties in everybody's rooms. Every Friday, there's fucking bars in everyone's rooms. Went to another friend's place, had, like, 3 Jell-O shots. I'm sure between there and then my other friend's room, which way down the hall.
Yeah.
But, like, orgies happened in her room. And, like, when I think about...
Was she welcoming people to the orgy?
No. It just kind of happened. I was drinking screwdrivers. I was like, I'm going to drink this. And... Then a friend was there, started making out with him.
Yeah.
And then made out with another friend.
That is
then
so in you fashion.
Made out with another friend.
You are like a serial makeout person.
I love it. Made out with another friend who was like kind of bitey, and I was like, ouch.
Oh, I fucking hate that. And if it's like, if I say stop biting my fucking lips, stop biting my lips.
It was like too, it was like very painful. It was like, ow. So then I moved to the bed, and then I was with this guy who I really disliked. I was like, I hate this kid. But, like, kissing him was nice. Although, like, the first day of freshman year, there was a big slumber party on my bed at the dorms. There was, like, 7 people on my bed asleep.
Class of 2015.
It was so strange.
Getting booked.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Yeah.
People just asleep on my bed in my room.
That's so interesting.
It was with the freaks. I loved them at the time.
Yes.
And then so I was on the bed with this guy, and then, like, his hand went down my pants. He's like, do you have your period? Because he, like, probably, he
Whoa.
Felt it, right? He felt the pad, and I was like,
Did you?
I did.
Whoa!
I was very drunk.
Wow. That's...
People's hands weren't in the genital regions until we were on this bed.
Gotcha.
I was like,
Well, yes. And yes, then I do.
I think I just took off my shirt at some point. I was shirtless in the middle.
Very
in
you fashion. Just like,
and then I was like, one second. Got up, threw up on my friend's carpet. It's like, I gotta go. Left, shirtless. Don't remember.
Is that when you dropped the pot? Or something like that?
No, that was the day. walked through the hallway shirtless, went to the bathroom, was sitting on the toilet, throwing up on the floor. My friend came in. My friend came in.
Drunk stories episode.
And she was just like throwing paper towels. She was very tall. Throwing paper towels over the door and onto the pile of vomit. And then I wake up in my room. If my other friend, this friend who taught me how to give a blowjob, was like, yeah, I saw you. I was like, Shanika's probably... No, I saw you weren't in your room, so I wanted to go check on you. So I found you, and you were throwing up in the bathroom, so I grabbed a shirt, and I took you to your room.
So nice.
And then, so, yeah.
You were in the bathroom shirtless?
I was...
What floor were you on?
Oof, I don't remember. I don't remember.
Going down! So I probably already knew you at that point.
Yeah, probably.
This was a fucking part. I just didn't fuck with anybody in the dorms. I just had sex with Akeem a lot. It was just like, I'm on my own now.
That's all you
I was
did.
Such a loner.
Yeah, no, I was fucking with people in the dorms.
Yeah.
Wish I'd fuck with people in the dorms more, but it's all right.
It's fine.
So yeah, that was like a strange sexual experience. One, because I had my period, so nothing. It could have gone so much further. Could have gotten pregnant that day. I don't know. Did anyone have condoms? I don't know.
There were so many free condoms in the dorms, though.
You're
which
right.
is why I really appreciate that place. Like, I don't really use New York City condoms, but the fact that they're so readily available.
Oh, my God. I grab... Great. Every time I go to my therapist's office, I just take a handful.
Do you have king condoms there?
I'll check.
The golden ones?
I'll check. Those are the ones we need for the photo,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly. The free magnum size
Yeah, we
ones.
Got it. We got a point.
Niggas with big dicks.
Yeah, sorry. Right. Big dick news.
Anyway.
Radio silence is a huge dick. But if it hits my cervix, it's not. It's
die.
Not fun for me.
Oh, talk about that. Your friend who told you.
No,
you talked about this on Stacey's podcast.
That's your story.
No, you said that somebody said that there was a girl that you guys knew in Long Island who was like, if it hits your cervix, you die or something.
No,
like that.
I'm fairly certain that's your.
It
story.
It wasn't my story.
You know and this it girl. It's no. probably Stacey's. Then,
yeah, it must
be. It's not my story.
Listen to Waysoff podcast.
Waysoff.
There's some girl out there who thinks if you hit the cervix, you die.
Yeah, no, I'm
you
fine.
Don't. Spoiler alert: you don't. Yeah, right. It's happened several
it's
times.
It's just like
it
ouch.
Feels like you're dying a little bit.
It's like, and whoo, then, please,
it's like stop. Yeah, that's deep. Another thing. Like
not as deep.
I just feel like there's things that guys, whatever people with penises, think that
they
is
think
okay
it's
and sexy, but it's just like not.
No, yeah, you really
like
just
hitting
have...
the cervix. Do you want to do like fun? Sex ed tips?
Fun sex ed tips.
Yeah. Just like things that are pleasurable to your partner that you've acquired over the years. Tricks?
Short years. I just think just pay attention to how the person is responding and you mm-hmm. can't go too wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And if someone says don't stop.
Don't
stop.
Oh my God. Men who eat me out. If I say stay right there. Fucking stay right there.
Don't move.
Like, don't you dare. I'm spitting. Don't you dare move. It fucks it up. And then I have to, like, reset. Oh, my God. Or if I just say just like that, keep doing it just,
really,
like,
just
like
that.
Just like that, it means I'm about to come. But it doesn't mean you just start going hard out of nowhere.
Yeah, don't go harder. It's not. Come on, yeah. If I wanted you to go hard, I'd be, like, more and more fast. I'm, like, very specific.
Exactly. I'm telling you for a reason.
Like, listen, do it like this. Do it. Keep doing it. Keep going. This is my experience with
this
two
is
other
good.
People.
This
so two people. It's gonna change. I will be a real hoe.
I'm
very
real
soon.
Hoe
now.
You're a hoe. If
I'm
you
like,
identify as
I'm a
hoe,
hoe in training. I'm a hoe in training.
HIT.
Yeah. HIT. That's it. Oh yeah. Man. So yeah, if they like listen to them.
Yeah, please
and,
listen. No matter what anybody's saying.
Yeah.
No matter who you're giving head.
Exactly.
Listen to what they're saying.
Because you could have, like, you don't know their body like that. You could have had sex with, like, seven other
exactly.
people.
Exactly. Everybody's different.
Yeah.
Just because one girl likes that doesn't mean that everybody likes
and
it.
And I'd say, sometimes people, like, you know, ask for permission before you do things.
I do that.
I think, not everyone does.
People usually
does.
Think it's cute.
Ah.
Of course you can suck my dick.
May I please suck your dick? No, that's good.
Or I'll
that's
just
nice,
be like,
though.
Would you like some head?
would you, might I offer you?
Might I offer you?
A little sprinkle. Exactly. A little dusting of head.
Yeah, exactly.
Man, oh fucking man. So I guess that's my tip.
Okay.
And maybe, like, relax.
Okay.
Just be chill. Like, okay. Don't feel like you have to. If someone makes you feel like you have to impress them or do a certain thing,
it's not fun.
Yeah, it's not fun. You just gotta.
Just go with the flow. Have fun. I think have fun is, like, a good.
Have
word of
fun.
Advice.
Sex shouldn't be, like.
It's not an
unless
audition.
You're doing it to accomplish some sort of mission. Like, you're trying to advance your career, then do whatever is necessary.
No holds barred.
Do what must be done.
Go for it. Yeah.
Otherwise, like, your half of the experience matters just as much as the other half of the experience.
Mm-hmm.
So that's me. What is your situation?
Oh, my. Lick the balls.
Oh, play with the balls.
Lick the balls. They're crucial. Like, especially if you're someone who can't give head without condoms on or whatever. Really takes it to the next
play
level.
With the balls.
Really takes it, like, suck those balls. But, like, see what's going on in their mind or whatever. Like, if they're like, ugh, you get those balls out of your mouth immediately. Because you're doing it too much or whatever.
Like,
but
whoa.
A happy medium. Another thing I do is, like, I purse my lips. I don't know. How do you describe what I'm doing right now? Like, how you're, like, when you were young and you were making fun of old people.
Yeah.
You go, like, brah, 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 brah. Do that with your lips. Feels great. Feels great.
I'll try that. I'll
from what I've heard.
From the reviews I've received. from Yelp.
The Yelp reviews I've received. About the made grandma lips on my dick. And it was great.
I loved it.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Review on iTunes.
Exactly. Five stars.
Let us
five
know
stars.
How things work for you.
Exactly. And then squat on the dick. It really brings it to the next level.
I haven't tried that.
Do it. Do it
tonight. Squat on it?
Yeah, it brings it to the next level.
Try it with John.
Yeah.
See how it works. Cause
yeah, let me know.
If I could fuck up with John, he'd be like, well, do it from the back now.
Right? If all of fails, hit it from the back. Yeah.
Letting my listeners know this. If you're like, she's not making a lot of sound, just let's do it from the back. And it'll be fine.
Exactly.
It'll be fine.
Yeah, that feels great. That's all I can think of right now.
Man, those are mad good sex tips.
Yeah, those are my three go-tos.
Well, you know what? Okay. And I want to combine these two things, but I guess the importance of sex ed, like, legit sex ed.
Mm-hmm.
By legit, I mean there's comprehensive sexual education, and then there is abstinence only.
Mm-hmm. So, you mean comprehensive.
Comprehensive, I think, is... Not just do I think this, but there's tons of evidence about this being
the best
way to prevent early pregnancy.
It's so interesting how conservatives are the people who, like, don't want Planned Parenthood to exist.
No,
like,
it's necessary.
To use birth control, but at the same time, they're also not for comprehensive sex education.
That's what you need.
Like, that's what's going to prevent things like... abortion.
Exactly. You won't need an abortion if you know how to use a condom.
Yeah, or people won't, like, need treatment for STIs.
Because you'll know how to not have them.
Protecting themselves.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So,
fuck that. You can't win.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, all right, so abstinence only. Here are some things about what abstinence only education is like.
Mm-hmm.
Only talks about what is to be gained by not having sex.
God won't hate you. You won't burn in the fiery depths of hell.
Says that marriage only is good and the only standard, and it's the best way to have sex, and it is what is expected. So already it's like a very, like, you know, it's already a lifestyle.
That's heteronormative because gay people couldn't even get married
exactly.
until like 6 months
basically,
ago.
Basically, teaches that abstinence only is the only certain way to prevent out of wedlock pregnancies and STDs, which it is. If you have no sex, you're not going to get these things.
True.
But...
there are tons
you can
of
also
other ways
not,
that are almost as good.
Exactly. And then, what is it? Teaches that having kids out of wedlock is bad for parents, bad for kids, and bad for society. So it really drills, and then
it's
what else?
It's fucked up to all the bastards out there.
Yeah, teaches, exactly, who are fucking awesome people.
Yeah.
Teaches kids how to reject sexual advances, which, you know, that's useful. It's like, no, thank you. But, you know, it's how do you say yes? And, like, when you do have sex. Like,
right,
when you,
exactly.
When you are married, the fuck are you going to do?
Yeah.
I don't know what a condom is. We're going to have babies. Like, what if you don't want to have babies right away? You need to know different forms of contraception.
Yeah, even if you do wait till you get married, you need to know.
Like, a friend of mine has, like, she has, like, a chip in her arm, like a hormonal chip.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a surgical situation, very small.
Mm-hmm.
But that's her birth control. It's a chip in her arm.
It's fucking dope as shit.
It is.
Wait, what is that called?
I'll ask her because I'm very curious about it. I'm not sure if she still has
birth control.
It's so cool.
That's amazing.
And then teaches that it's important to be self-sufficient before engaging in sexual activities. So that's like kind of, that's the 8 point. I don't know if I said 8 things, but that's what the website said.
I really wish people would learn about different forms of birth control. I have this friend who several men have pulled out her Nuva ring.
Oh my
god. And it's
just
getting stupid at this point.
Does she have to, can she reinsert it herself or does she have to go
She can reinsert it herself, okay. But it's just like they feel it in there and then they pull it out. And then she's like, why did you pull it out? And they were just like, I didn't know what it was.
So we were fucking investigating.
It's not your pussy to be pulling things
right,
out of,
don't
man.
Take my Nuva ring out. I need
exactly,
that.
Exactly, right?
Something's
we
up there.
We need that if we don't want to have a baby.
Exactly.
I thought it was a toy.
I wanted my own Nuva ring.
No.
I wanted it for myself. I thought it was a cock ring. No, nigga.
And so there's that. There, and then there's comprehensive and inclusive sexual education, which, first off, doesn't just teach you how to say no to having sex and to wait. It says, you know, sex is a natural thing that people will have and can choose to have or not to have.
Yes, exactly.
So it's not
choice is yours.
It's not imposing values. It's saying this is the truth of what happens
right,
in
exactly.
the world. People have sex. So if you have sex, here's how to be safe about it. So that's dope. Doesn't impose values. It also teaches about different kinds of relationships in terms of what is an abusive relationship.
That's
abusive
really good.
Physically and emotionally.
That's really good.
And it also talks about gender identity. It says that, you know, there are people who are straight, there are people who are gay, there are people who are trans. There's it covers the spectrum, you know. There's not just man meets woman, they get married, have kids, and that is the family that is
the nuclear
divine
family.
By God. It's saying here are other people that exist And in schools, I just have to click on links and I don't know if they'll open here.
Okay, let me try.
But, I gotta find, it's the Dyson Project. They do a survey of what the LGBTQ experience is in schools, what that experience is like. And they've said, you know, kids at schools that have comprehensive sex education experience less bullying in schools that don't have it.
Right, because everybody doesn't believe that gayness is wrong.
Exactly.
And things like
it's
that.
Saying you are a legitimate, you exist, and you deserve to exist, and there's nothing wrong with you. We're learning about you. It's not oh yeah, this is the only way. What are you, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, and then even if bullying is happening, it's like, well, dude, we just learned in class that I'm totally okay, and I'm okay with being
exactly.
okay. Like, there's validation in my existence.
Totally, and there, how many are there? Oh, man.
Kids, by the way.
It's so grim. So, there's a really dope HuffPost article. It kind of shows what very few states are required to even have sexual education. Many
very
states
disturbing.
You can take your kids out of sex education. Many states aren't required to teach about HIV and what it is and how to protect yourself. And many states, if they do have sex education, do not need to have it be scientifically correct. That's a legit thing.
That makes
Hold
no
on.
Sense.
So it's
What's
like 22
point?
States in the District of Columbia, which I'll call the DFC. So 22 states, it's mandatory. 22 states and the DFC, both sex and HIV education is mandatory.
So we're just shooting half for half right now, basically.
Little under half. Hold on. 13 states require that the instruction be medically accurate.
Are we? Do you know if we're one of those states?
I'm not sure. I have to
One
look at
would
the map
hope because it's
Texas is the worst of all places.
Right.
it's like in the HuffPost article, invert them is this is where it sucks, and it's consistently Texas.
It's Mean Girls where it's don't have sex, otherwise you will
man.
Get pregnant and die.
Only 2 states prohibit the program from promoting religious beliefs in sexual education. Only 2 states are you
Separation
can't do
of
that.
Church and state, my man.
37 states require school districts to involve parents in sex ed, which I think is important. Because, I think if you're, I don't know. I think your parents should also be
It's
an
bad if
part.
Your parents are hicks.
Oh, it's rough.
That's what, it could go either way if your parents suck.
And there are also, I think, it's a very low number, but there are 2 states that require that if you're teaching about same-sex marriage, one of them is Texas, it has to be negative. It cannot be taught as a positive alternative.
How is that even fair?
It's
that doesn't even
not,
make any sense.
It's not.
What's the point of even teaching it?
It's exactly.
I'd rather you be ignorant than hate me.
Right? It has to, it's this is same-sex and it is not common. It's
Why
not good.
Texas
it's not
such
legal.
A shitty place?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
For the penalties.
What happens?
It's 35 states in the District of Columbia allow parents to remove their children from sexual ed. So if you're like, I don't want my kids to know this shit, well,
right. Your kids never have to know. And then, like, imagine if, like, it's, like, that stay-at-home parent who's, like, on the PTA. They just vote for it to not exist in the school at all, maybe.
Yeah. Everything's happens. Fucked. Yeah. It happens. So it is so it's people benefit so much.
And then people
so
learn
much.
From porn. And from porn, what we learned about porn last week.
Porn is not all... It's not that. It's not the best thing.
Yeah.
And then there's also sex with disabilities. Okay. And of course, that's
See,
like
a, that I didn't learn about until my fucking senior year with one of the best adjunct professors at Hunter.
Yeah,
they're great, but damn, like
that's a long
time.
What
if I didn't go here?
Exactly,
and then I had to like move up the ranks through the media department to even be able to take that class. It was like a 300 level class.
Yeah, what the fuck? That's actually very rough.
Not many people know what I know at this point.
It's like, you know, there's a lot of myths about people who are disabled, and it's like, you know, they. But either physically, mentally, emotionally, which I feel like counts as a mental disability, but it's like, you know, one, don't want to have sex, can't have sex. They should be worrying about other things and not worrying about sex. Mm-hmm. They're fucking sexual beings like anybody else.
Yeah.
Don't get sexually assaulted, where I feel like, and it is...
That's like a commonplace, actually. Exactly.
It's like if you
manipulate
absolutely.
Oppressed people in society.
Shouldn't be allowed to have sex if you're in an institution. Like, just be, that's like, I was like, I had never thought about that before. It's like, you know, if you're in a place where you need supervision, I mean, you still have the right to have
sex.
Yeah,
just because you're disabled doesn't mean you're a kid.
Exactly. And sex also doesn't have to be private. Like, people can have sex with AIDS who can help them out. That's like a thing.
Yeah.
It seems like it would be awkward to me because I have only had sex in private spaces.
Yeah.
But that does not mean that sex in other forms, which doesn't even have to be penetrative sex. It can be whatever the fuck you want it to be. Sex isn't just penis and vagina.
Yeah, exactly.
And it took me so long to kind of realize that and kind of, I don't say come to terms with it, but really genuinely apply it to situations. Like, oh, yeah, you can have sex because it's whatever you want it to be. You getting off on it? Sex has happened.
Yeah, sex.
And then no one finds disabled people sexy and that they're disabled people are not sexually adventurous. And that, yeah, oh, they can't have sex if you need attendance or AIDS.
All bullshit.
Some AIDS will be like, yo, let's get you laid, man. That's what you want.
Oh, that would be such a good job.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's, and that's, and also teaching about, because disability is a massive term that covers so much. But it's just saying that, you
That
know,
should also be included in comprehensive sex ed from when you're
exactly.
in elementary school.
It has
to, I didn't even say that before.
Yeah, it should be. It's like, you don't need a separate book about here's sex with disabilities. What it has to be is, here is sex for the spectrum of people that exist.
That exist, because there are many of us.
Exactly. Because then what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
Because it's like, if you're like
What's the point, really?
If you're an able-bodied, either straight or gay individual, and you're like, interested in someone who is... disabled, and you're like, well, I don't know what to do about this.
Yeah.
It affects you.
Exactly.
And if you're a disabled student and you want to know, you're like, you know, like, you don't only like other disabled people. You're
exactly.
like,
exactly. Fuck everybody.
Yeah, exactly. And like, you're just as sexy. You look.
I can attest to that.
I can say this. Yeah.
I really hope my mom doesn't listen.
She probably
Same
won't.
Same here, man. Same here.
My parents will never listen to this.
It's fine. It's fine.
But you know what? I've
Love
known
you,
a-
Mom.
right? Love you. Here. Love you, parents. Mommy, love you. Thank you for giving me the money. If we didn't cover something that you're interested in, or if you have
Tell
something
us.
To share with us.
Let us know.
Yeah, please let us know.
Yeah.
Because I want to know.
Right. We don't know everything in the fucking world. We're
no.
We're going to
admit
experts.
It. Yeah.
I don't have a degree.
I've got a body count of two.
Right.
So.
I think I'm at. Seven or eight? I don't even
Seven
know.
Or eight?
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah.
So is that it?
I think so.
Merry
I mean,
Christmas?
This could be another... I think Christmas passed by the time this will be out, but Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year.
2016!
Oh my gosh.
Join the whole army.
Yeah, fuck around with us.
Tell your friends about this. Like, put your friends onto this, but like, make sure they listen on iTunes. But if they don't have iTunes, fine.
Yeah, then whatever.
They can listen on SoundCloud.
Exactly.
They can listen on Stitcher. Email us at ihupodcast@gmail.com. We are Slam Pow Productions. You can find us on Twitter @slam_pow, Instagram @slam_pow, YouTube @slampowproductions,
yep.
Facebook.com/slampowproductions. You can find me at @itsperiodslam on Instagram
me.
And then Twitter. I started using it again.
Ah.
Yeah, tweeted like three things that made no sense.
Yeah.
But SlamRid. R-I-D-D.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
I like that.
It's my name.
You can find me at Shanika Powell on Instagram. And I'm pretty sure it's the same thing on Twitter, but I can't confirm. You know?
Also, Periscope, /Powell.
Yeah. You can see my birthday party. Can
oh,
you?
Yeah,
I
no, feel like it's expired, gone right?
No, never mind. If we had a sex party, would you come?
If we had a Valentine's Day party that was very sensual but also very fun, and there would be like mad African music and mad soca playing, would you guys come?
And we'd encourage you to make out there.
But we would only invite like a select, because it can't be everybody.
No,
like
it's going to be at my house. Okay. It's going to be in my apartment, my personal apartment.
We'll select like 15 listeners who aren't our friends to come through.
And
come
through. Fun.
I'll suck your dick.
Don't bring any guns. Knives.
We'll get searched at the door.
Yeah, by... It's too late then. You know where I live. You'll know where I live.
Shoot up this apartment.
Yeah, it's not what I'm looking forward to.
Yeah, all right. So let's leave them off with...
Little something sexy.
You smart. You very smart. We the best. You a genius. I appreciate you. You loyal. I changed a lot. You can too. Win, no matter what. Them doors that was closed, I ripped the doors off and took the hinges off. And when I took the hinges off, I put the hinges in the boy's hands. Yeah, in the boy's hands. You know, I took the whole door off and the hinges and I put it in the boy's hands. You could put the hinges on the hands too.